Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular news stories on computerweekly.com. At number 5, HP XP SP3 users offered unofficial patch to solve reboot problem. At number 4, British Airways reveals what went wrong with Terminal 5. At number 3, finance firms cut back on IT contractors as economic conditions worsen. At number 2, BCS moves to overturn negative image of government IT projects. And in top spot, government plans to store citizens' phone and web records in massive database. And in that story, the government is planning a massive database to hold the details of citizens' phone calls, email messages and internet sessions as part of the fight against crime and terrorism. Critics of the proposed scheme say having the information all in one place will make it more vulnerable to data breaches. And now for a look at some of the top news stories to be featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. Carl Flinders reports that the London Stock Exchange has recouped the £40 million cost of its electronic trading platform in under 12 months, using the technology to drive up its trading volumes. So, Carl, why is this a significant story?
Well, Warwick, the London Stock Exchange invested 4 years and I think it was about £40 million in its latest platform, known as TradeElect. And the fact that this platform has increased the amount of business the company has done so significantly and paid for itself under a year is an example of good forward planning.
And so where does TradeElect go from here?
Well, the Stock Exchange plans to increase TradeElect's capacity so it can increase trading even further. It will soon be able to complete a trade from start to finish in 3 milliseconds rather than the 6 milliseconds that it can currently do it in. And obviously the more trades you complete and the quicker you do them, the more attractive to buyers and sellers of shares you are.
And how does the stock exchange increase the capacity of TradeElect?
Well, it's relatively easy because of forward planning again. TradeElect is an in-house piece of software with code that can be reused and rewritten, and it sits on off-the-shelf HP hardware, so servers can be plugged in at low cost to increase capacity.
Tony Collins reports that the Identity and Passport Service has awarded £1.5 billion worth of contracts to 5 suppliers over 10 years for rolling out ID cards to every adult applying for a British passport. And there's a report from me on research that shows that earnings for entry-level IT jobs have declined in real terms in the past 5 years, while salaries for IT professionals in management roles have continued to beat inflation. Also in the latest edition of Computer Weekly, there's another report from me that the US electrical grid remains vulnerable to cyber attacks, almost a year after researchers demonstrated that hackers could shut down a power station. And Liz Warren reports that the IT sector is to get a share of £200 million of government capital to be invested in new training facilities. You can find these stories and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com. And that's it for this week's roundup of IT news highlights from Computer Weekly.